Hello and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host. And with me, my guest today from the other county, now he's in Jersey, grew up in Magoopin.
Actually, I grew up in Jersey.
Oh, you grew up in Jersey.
I was on this side.
Ah, you were. Okay. Jared Mills. Jared Mills.
There we go.
There's a lot of miles around here, but you're a Mills.
There's also a lot of Millses.
There's a lot of Mills. Yeah, we got Brady Mills. Are you related to Brady?
Not related to any of them around here. There's some over in Macoupin County and Chipman, too.
So, Brady, or Jared, you are newly elected to the Jersey County Board.
Yes.
Yes, and newly elected, how's that going for you?
It's going good. It's really interesting to see what the behind the scenes are of Jersey County that a lot of people don't realize go on, and things that happen and don't happen. I mean, you think that all the stuff gets paid for, but you really don't know how it happens.
Yeah.
How the bills get paid and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, before we get into that, so you're married.
I am married.
What's your wife's name?
My wife is Erin.
Erin, and you have a couple children.
I do. I have two. I have a son, Andrew, that's 9, and a daughter, Julia, that's 7.
And you live here in Jersey?
Yeah, the north edge of town, right over by the fairgrounds.
I see. What's your wife do?
My wife is a paraprofessional for the Alton School District.
I see. All right. Where'd you guys meet?
Is
she from Southwestern, too?
No, she's actually from Alton. She grew up in Alton, graduated from Alton. We met at Godfrey Pizza. We were both working there. One of them situations.
Yeah. And the boss come around and said, hey, let's get on the pizzas.
She was the boss.
She was the boss.
She was a manager. I was a delivery driver. She transferred in from a different location.
I see. So the selection that you got into.
Yeah.
I heard it was pretty tough, pretty hard. You had to really rant and rave about your opponent, but you beat him, right?
Yeah. No, that was the easiest thing ever. Unfortunately, yeah, I ran unopposed. Kind of disappointing. You know, you want to win, but you want to fight for it. But was kind of hopeful that more people would want to be involved in the county.
Now, did you have some people like suggesting to you, hey, you need to run for the county, or is this something that you
kind of
wanted to do?
My aunt got me involved about a year prior with the Jersey Republican Party, and people from there were making suggestions that, hey, you should run.
I see. And got involved.
And yeah, I got involved.
And you're also a committeeman?
I am a Republican committeeman, yes.
Okay. Have you learned anything?
How
long have you been doing it, first of all? How long? I mean, months.
Well, I've been elected committeeman since the last primary. I was appointed before that for about 6 months.
Okay.
So I've been in it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Learning, I don't know. I mean, we try to get people involved. We try to get them into the Republican Party to help hopefully try to push our state off the Democrat side.
Uh-huh. Yes. And so have you had anything interesting, anything going on that...
Within the county or the Republicans or which?
Within the county. Anything going on?
Not a whole lot going on in the county as of right now.
Day-to-day?
Yeah, I was going to say, day-to-day, trying to get the bills paid, trying to keep the budget in check.
Yeah.
Trying to not spend too much money. That's another reason I kind of got in with my construction background that we talked about a little while ago. You know, trying to make sure that contractors always seem to take a little more advantage of government than they do of just the general public.
Yeah, that's good that we have somebody that... Now, you work for U-Haul.
Correct. I project manage for U-Haul doing building renovations and whatnot.
So they buy a building. They want to open up a U-Haul store there. You go in, take a look at it, figure out what's got to be done.
Right.
Demolition
and plan
it,
and all
put
that.
It together, and get it built.
Correct.
And then before you get done with that, they got another one lined up for
you? Usually, yes. They've got another one sitting there waiting.
Now, is this just the St. Louis area?
Yeah. I travel a little bit, but it's more for consultation for people in my position. Like, they want an idea how to do something, this, that, or another, take out a wall, whatever. But yeah, mainly I only work right here in St. Louis.
Okay. Well, you, how long have you been in the renovation business?
This year will make my 12th year.
Okay. And that's good to have someone on the board that understands renovation work.
And construction, yeah.
Especially with all the buildings that the county has.
The age of the buildings the county has.
Yes. How old is the courthouse?
I don't know, but I know it's on the National Registry. So yeah. It's pushing some age.
It's a pretty good, pretty cool building.
It is a really neat building, but it is very dated and very brittle.
Yes. But beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is a very gorgeous. Nice courthouse.
Yes. One of the best looking courthouses around, I think. I know Carlinville's got a pretty nice one.
Carlinville, Greene County's isn't bad either. Yeah, I think Greene County matches the age of ours, I believe. They're pretty close in age.
I see. So renovation work for you all, you've been doing that for what? You said 17 years?
No, I misspoke. I've been doing renovation for 12 years. I've been with U-Haul 17 years.
Okay. Good company?
Yeah, they're a good company. Their benefits are good, and they always seem to keep moving forward, that's for sure.
I understand as well that you and your family, you're into camping.
Yes.
Yeah. And you like it a lot.
We do like it a lot.
And you're kind of picky, though.
We are picky.
Yeah. You got a great big trailer that you pull.
Right. And it only fits so many places.
Yes.
That's part of the problem.
Now, how long is this thing? Is this like a house it's on wheels or what?
Close. It's 33 feet long. It does have a 13-foot garage in the back of it.
A what?
A 13-foot garage.
What do you put in there?
Side by side. Yeah. We've got a 4-seater Polaris side by side that the kids love to go play on. But the wife wanted something that the kids could be locked in a room away from us. So we had to have big enough that they had their own area and we had ours.
You got like a fireplace in or anything?
No, it doesn't have a fireplace.
No. But. So you travel, how long do you go for on a camping trip?
Anywhere from a week. We haven't really done weeks yet. The kids aren't quite big enough to make those kind of trips. But we'll do like 4 or 5 day trips to the lake or down to St. Joe State Park to ride four-wheelers and side-by-sides.
What's the top places in the area within 2 hours?
We like Carlisle Lake. It's nice and flat. Great bike riding area for the kids. The playground's really nice for the kids.
Uh-huh.
And the swimming's pretty good. We like St. Francis down in Missouri.
On Carlisle. Now, do they have a bunch? I know they have a lake down there.
Yes.
Carlisle Lake. I've been down there before on our boats. But do they have like an area, a big area where you can go riding with side-by-sides as well?
No, Carlisle does not have that yet.
So what do you do on the side-by-sides?
Side-by-sides, we go down to St. Joe.
You don't go there to side-by-sides.
We don't go to Carlisle to side-by-side.
What do you do at Carlisle?
Carlisle, we ride bikes, hike trails. They got a really big public beach we like to do. And I'll clarify, because Carlisle's got like 5 or 6 campgrounds. We like Hazlitt State Park the most.
And do you fish there too?
We do fish a little bit. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a boat, so it's all strictly from the bank, but...
You mentioned St. Joseph's.
Yeah, St. Joe State Park.
Isn't that Missouri?
Yep, that's Park Hills, Farmington area.
What's good about that?
That is strictly, it's not strictly, but it's an ORV park. So you can ride side-by-sides, four-wheelers, dirt bikes. You can even take Jeeps out on their trails if you want to take a Jeep out and play.
How big area are we talking?
A couple thousand acres.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, St. Joe State Park has got a lot of trails. It's an old lead mine. Down in Park Hills. And it's actually there. You can actually tour the lead mine.
I see. So it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And you don't have to go the same trail every time.
No. There's multiple trails and different trails with different difficulties. There's trails I don't take my son down because he's 9 years old on his four-wheeler, but there's trails I'll take my side-by-side down that are a lot of fun. And there's rocks and creeks and whatnot to go play in, mud holes if that's your thing.
Do you ever got to worry about turning those side-by-sides over?
Occasionally.
Have you ever did it yet?
I haven't done it, but I've come really close.
Have you?
I've come really close.
Now, you let the 9-year-old drive?
No, not yet.
No.
He rides four-wheeler, though. He does. Yeah. He rides a 250 four-wheeler, and he does that pretty safe. But we've got intercoms in the helmet so I can talk to him and kind of coach him as he's going along.
Oh, yeah. So you're full tilt on that, aren't
Yeah,
you?
It's a lot easier to tell him in what he did wrong or right immediately than trying to remember what he did or didn't do, and then when you get back to the campsite.
How about your daughter? Did she get a ride?
she does do, she's got her own little four-wheeler, but she doesn't do trails yet. She's got a little 110cc. There's a kids area at St. Joe State Park. They have a flat area and a kids trail. And she likes the kids trail.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Jared Mills with me. He's a newly elected county board member. He's a renovation expert for U-Haul and an avid camper. And we're just talking a little bit about camping. What Mark Twain Lake? What about Mark Twain? I remember going there years ago, and my boat broke on me. I was stranded. So that wasn't a lot of fun.
No, that would not be a lot of fun. I grew up Mark Twain Lake fishing. I love to crappie fish. That's a great lake for that. Again, we don't have a boat, so we do rent a pontoon boat when we go up there from the marina. But the kids love to boat as much as they love to ride four-wheelers and stuff like that. So we do swimming in tubes and stuff like that. They just started kneeboarding last year.
Can you always get a boat if you go down there? Do you got to reserve ahead of time?
You do got to reserve ahead of time. You can get lucky occasionally and get them. But if you're going on a more popular weekend, yeah, we reserve about a year out in advance.
Now, do you ever go on the river, like the Illinois, the Mississippi?
I've been on it as a kid, but I don't know why. I've always had a fear of the rivers.
Have you?
I've camped beside them, but I've just never really been too much for being on a boat out in them.
Okay. Quiver River. Tell me about Quiver River, because you said that's a good place to
go. It is a nice flat campground. We like that one.
Flat's important.
Flat's important for bike riding for kids.
Ah, okay.
If you want a kid to ride their bike for a decent amount of time, it needs to be flat.
And it's also easier to park your camper.
That too.
Yes.
That too. And training wheels don't go up and down hills very well either. My daughter, unfortunately, is still in training wheels.
Can't you get her an electric bike with training wheels?
If you want to sponsor one, Chris, I will gladly get her one.
I see all these guys riding these electric bikes. They're zooming down the streets.
Yeah, they go like 30 miles an hour.
I know. Really, that's kind of a – that's not a bad – you don't have to license them. You don't have to insure them.
No.
Or anything. And they'll go 30.
Yeah. And you could ride them on the sidewalk.
You ride sidewalk, street, yard, doesn't matter. You can ride them anywhere.
Yeah.
So you don't have one of those.
No, I do not have one of those. Okay. It'd be fun, but I don't have one.
Well, tell us about Quiver River. It's flat.
Yeah,
Quiver River. It's got a river running through it?
No, actually, that's just, it's like way off from the campground. I really don't know how that place got its name. It's just a really nice flat campground. It does have a nice swim lake and nice hiking trails. It does have that. But it's just out in Troy, Missouri.
And places to ride your side-by-sides and
no.
stuff?
No.
No, it doesn't?
No, we've only, St. Joe is really the only place, only campground. I mean, there's Heartland Lodge. We haven't been up there yet in Pittsfield. So I can't say how good or not that is. I know there's not much to camp up there. They have the lodge that you can stay at.
Yeah. Now, you were mentioning some place called St. Francis, but we're not talking about St. Francis here.
No, it's St. Francis State Park. It's down on 67.
In Missouri as well?
Yeah, it's Missouri as well.
Everything's in Missouri.
A lot is in Missouri.
Yeah, so what's St. Francis like?
It's a nice little campground that's got a really good playground. They have a really good park staff that does events for the kids. They do like 3 events on Saturday for the kids, different nature stuff. And then there is the, I believe it's the St. I think it's the St. Francis River that's right beside it that you can walk to and swim in and play in that. And it's more like a really oversized creek.
Now, when you grew up, did your dad take you camping, your mom and dad?
My grandma and grandpa took me camping. We spent a lot of time at Carlisle Lake. We'd pick grandpa up from the steel mill, and we'd go to the lake for 3 days.
I see.
I spent a lot of time at Carlisle Lake as a kid.
Gotcha. Now, you grew up, you went to Southwestern High School,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
He graduated what in you said
2000.
2000. What was it like growing? What was it like going to Southwestern?
The opportunities probably
kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
It is. It's nicknamed Cornfield High.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's right between Medora, Pius Hall Shipman, and Brighton,
and there's
right there at the junction.
And it has a lot of students.
It does. Over it has the years. A decent amount. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what they have now, but
I mean,
what'd you graduate with your high
probably,
school?
Probably, I think our class was like 58 or 60.
It's actually kind of dropped then.
Yeah.
Yeah, 58 or 60. So it's not really much. Is it much bigger than Calhoun High School?
Probably comparative.
Comparative? Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I liked it. You knew everybody in the grade above you, the grade below you. We didn't exactly have all the opportunities. I know Jerseyville had a lot more opportunities as far as other programs and sports and stuff. I mean, Southwestern was just getting golf. They didn't have soccer when I graduated. I know they have it now. They had just started doing some of the extra sports that's not school sponsored. Like they're tied to the school, but the school's not in charge of them.
Uh-huh. See. Yep. So what'd you do? Did you do any sports?
I played baseball 3 years, first and third. Worked a lot as a kid. Didn't get to enjoy too much of all the extra stuff. But I wasn't a contact sport kid.
Did you grow up on a farm?
I grew up on property. I worked for farmers.
Yeah.
I bucked a lot of bales.
Yeah.
Out in the nice 100-degree heat, that was always fun. Yeah, but making the money was fun, too, so that was always a bonus at the end.
Do they still do bales the way they used to, or is it changed?
I think they still do. I mean, bales have gotten bigger. They've gotten different ways of collecting them and stuff, but I know there's still some farmers out there that still do it the old-fashioned way and have a high school kid or a junior high kid putting them on the wagon.
I see these big round bales all the time. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot easier. That's a lot easier.
You just drive a tractor. Sure.
Yeah. Just fork it and put it somewhere.
Yep. Stack it somewhere.
So you would you recommend for a kid going to Southwestern, that experience?
I don't know. I've heard rumor. I mean, from my experience, yeah, I thought it was a good school, but I've heard that it's kind of dropped a little more. We actually moved to Jerseyville.
They got a lot more rules than you were a kid.
Well, I don't know about rules, but I don't know.
They let you do the stuff that you used to do.
That's probably a good point. But we moved to Jerseyville on the recommendation for the school district, so from our kids, which is how we ended up here.
Oh, I see.
And my son had a speech problem early on, and we had two state speech pathologists that both recommended Jerseyville School District.
So he's getting help?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great now.
Oh, good. Got to him early.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've with the county board,
yep.
We'll go back to that. You've got a big trivia night coming up.
Well, that's not with the county board.
What's that with?
The trivia is with the Jersey County Republicans.
Oh, okay.
That's a fundraiser for us to help. We raise money throughout the year to help other Republicans statewide get elected officials. That's a lot of our goal.
And you helped with getting this.
Yeah, the trivia. This is our third year doing it. Uh-huh. We've got it coming up April 12th. The doors open at 5. The trivia starts at 6. At DJ's here in town.
Mm-hmm. Will that be back in the banquet room?
Yes, back in the banquet room. Correct.
And how many tables?
I think we have 10 tables available. 8 people per table per team. There's an early buy-in. If you check the Jersey County Republican Facebook page, there's information on that. You can do an early buy-in to get you a mulligan, free mulligan, and reservation. Our theme this year is going to be board games.
Yes, board games.
Yeah.
So it's all about board games.
No, that's the themes are usually how you decorate your table.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We've got table prizes, and then we've got money prizes for the teams that come in first and second.
Are you like reading off the questions?
No,
I
don't MC it. I'm running the computers, the projectors, and all that fun stuff. That's what I do.
I see.
Soundboard.
All that good stuff.
Yep, that fun stuff.
All right, so I guess they can go online and sign up for the trivia night.
Yeah, you can either find it on the Jersey County website, which is jerseycountygop.com. Or the Jerseyville Facebook page, which is just Jersey County Republicans.
Well, all right. Jared, we're going to wrap this little interview up today. Any words of wisdom that you'd like to share?
No, I mean, with
your constituents?
Try to get out and get involved. I mean, people complain, but nobody wants to do anything about anything. They want somebody else to do it for them.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, I mean, if I can say anything, it's just get involved.
How do you get involved? What's the first step?
Well, it depends on where or what you want to get involved in. But, I mean, if you want to do something political, getting involved with a party, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. The Republicans meet once a month, third Monday of the month, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also on our website. I mean, you get involved with that and meet some people and find out what everything's going on within the county and potentially run for an office that's available or what have you.
Well, I think that's some good words. So get involved. Be somebody.
Well, try right. anyway.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for coming in,
Jared. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. And you take care.
You too. Thanks.